podcast is part of the Sports Social Podcast Network.
From the Fifth Quarter Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, you're listening to Coach Unplugged. And now, your host, Steve Collins.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Coach Unplugged. Super excited. Before we jump in, we'd like to give a big shout out to our sponsors. First of all, Dr. Dish, the number one shooting machine on the market, bar none. They are sturdy. They will not break. They don't pop break down. Mention Coach Unplugged. They'll give you $350 off. Also, go over and check out teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better. It's the one-stop shop for basketball coaches. Right now, we've got a quarterly membership going on, which I think is awesome. I think it rocks. We've got everything you need inside of our roadmap. You know, the teachhoops did a roadmap because you're always in one of four seasons, right? You're either in preseason, you're either in postseason. You're either in the season or you're in the off season. One of those four seasons you're always in. And we set up a roadmap and a checklist to make it easier for you. So come over, join us at teachhoops.com. Let's head off to the podcast.
And we got a coach on the baseline counting four. He'll just count down in 4 seconds. And again, you know, you see those guys came in, they had to get out of the way. But, and then, you know, again, the next group will go.
And how long will you do this drill?
We'll get everybody, you know, we'll go through the gauntlet with everybody getting a rep, because the offense goes to defense on the perimeter, and the same thing in the post. Offense goes to defense and get a new defense goes to offense and we get a new defender on every time.
Okay.
Then we can go to the other side with that. And what we also do sometimes to make it competitive, we'll put the guards in the post, let them play in the post against each other. And we'll let the bigs play out on the perimeter and the edges and play against each other out there. And that makes it a little fun for them because, you know, guards want to be bigs and bigs want to be guards.
Right.
Or what have you. So it gives them an opportunity to do that. But it is also, you know, again, just working on different things. And you can see the guards are playing each other there. You know, again, they want to be big, but they're not big. And then bigs want to be guards, but they're not small. So –
with Bennett and with Coach Bennett being here and Coach Ryan running the swing and all that kind of stuff, kids can post up in Wisconsin, man, because guards that figure out how to post up can score.
Like, right.
Yeah, I know.
So we would do that. Then we do what we call guard your yard. This is for the purpose of just, you know, when a guy gets past that, when he comes below that three-point line, that's when you really have to start tightening up on guys defensively, physically. And so we do this drill just to kind of work on that. And so what we tell the guard is you can go free throw lane line, or, you know, free throw lane, both sides of free throw lane. You can't go outside, but you're just going back and forth. And we're trying to teach the guy who's on defense to guard that. And the guy's not necessarily trying to score. He's just going, like, you know, back and forth, a zig, kind of like in a semi-zigzag.
Right.
Deal. I'll let you see it. But again, we're just trying to work on tightening it up. When you get to that, when they start getting to that paint area, you got to tighten up. You can't give them much space because it'll probably create an opportunity on offense for the offensive team.
For them to score. I love that.
Yeah. And so then we go defense, goes to offense, get a new defender on. And again, just working on, you know, tightening it up right there. Try not to use your hands as much, but as you need, you know, just trying to move your feet more so. Get your body between the man and the basket.
I love that. Okay.
We'll go one-on-one from the wing. We do this drill probably every day. And what I mean by one-on-one, we can do one-on-one from the top. We can do one-on-one from the opposite wing. But we do one-on-one. Like I said, we do a lot of competitive stuff. And I think one-on-one is probably one of your better things to do because, again, one-on-one is great. And it's, you know, when you talk about skill development and stuff, like, I still think that's a degree that guys still should be playing one-on-one. Because it just makes each person better. You know?
Can't hide.
You can't hide. Defensive guy, offensive guy. But we also use these as scouts so that when we scout a game, let's say if a team likes to do middle drives, we'll use this drill to work on middle drives. And, you know, because we don't and guys driving from the wings or whatever, if a team likes to, you know, do, like, you know, side ball screens from a wing, whatever, just different things. And it gives us things to work on in reference to a scout. So we would do this, and again, we tell guys to pick someone that's going to make you better. Don't just go pick your buddy. Don't go. And if we see a discrepancy with that, we'll jump in and say, no, you go against this person because, you know, we want you to get better. We want you guys to get better as it is. And again, you can do bigs against smalls, what have you. But again, we do not limit the dribbles because we can't predict what – this is a defensive drill, so we can't predict what the offense will do. And we want our defensive guy to stay solid. So we don't necessarily put a dribble limit on the offense because you can't put a dribble limit on somebody in a game.
Right.
And so you just want to be able to stay solid defensively. So, you know, and then at times we will put a dribble limit on it if we try to be more offensive-minded. But here we're just working on defense, and we're just trying to make sure that we can guard guys, trying to protect middle, try not to let guys go middle, force them baseline. And then, you know, again, just play good, solid defense throughout the possession, no matter how many times the guy dribbles. The more he dribbles, we always tell him, the more the defense starts to get momentum. And so we'll do that. And like I said,
Do they call hand checks in your state? Because they don't in ours half the time.
And, I mean, it's so hard to call. As long as you don't rest your hand. We always tell our guys, touch, take it off, touch, take it off, you know. But we don't. They generally don't. Hard time calling it. The other one we do is called 2-on-2. And you can see I'm kind of building up from 1-on-1 to 2-on-2. That's the way we kind of do it. And we do 2-on-2 defending the screen. Now, we got 4 different calls for screens or whatever number of calls we got. We color code our screen calls. But what we do with this drill is we got two on two. We got 2 offensive guys versus 2 defensive guys. And they'll pass it back and screen for each other back and forth 4 times, depending on the number of screens we're going to try. But it teaches us how to guard, it gives us reps in calling out, communicating our screens and execute how we want to guard them. So let's say we got a black ball screen coverage, we got a red ball screen coverage, a white ball screen coverage, and a green ball screen coverage. And what they'll do is call out and perform each one of those throughout the duration. And then after they do the 4, it's live.
And what are the four? What would the 4? What would be your 4 example of your 4? Like hedge.
Okay. So it'd be one of them is a hedge. You'll see a guy go over the top, and the other guy play below.
Okay. Yep.
You'll see a switch. You'll see a trapping of the ball screen, and you'll see a guy going up under.
Okay.
All right. So that's what we call that, a green. We'll go up underneath.
Yep.
That's going over the top. So we'll call that one a blue. That's a trap. We call that one a red. And then we'll call that one a white. That's a switch. And then now they're playing live. So then we'll go defense to offense. I'll let you look at another one of those. We got another one of those.
And how did you come up with the color call? I love that idea of color call. Because that's
it's easy for the kids. And green is like the green light goes. So that means let the guy go up underneath.
Okay.
Red, you know, again, that's trapping. So we just, I think it's just kind of
stop them. Yeah.
Came up with that just based on, you know, and it's easy for the kids to remember. And so when you're talking in scout, when you're on film session, you're in the middle of a scout, you might say, we're going to green this ball screen. Everybody knows what green is.
Okay.
And we might ask them, what do you think we should do on these ball screens? And say, let's white them. Toward the end of the year, we were whitening more, which is switching. And it just gave us a lot of more flexibility.
We talk touch take when we switch. It's like, boom. Kids, high school kids, especially average high school kids, when you come at them, they don't handle it well either. When you double it, they don't handle it well.
Right. Yeah. So
the good ones do. But
just depends on the scout and team.
Yeah.
Next one is 4-out closeout. It's another 2-on-2. You can see we got 4 guys on the perimeter. We got these first 2 guys, which will be – they'll be the defensive guys, and then these 2 guys over here in the far end will be the offensive guys. But we'll swing the ball around, and as we swing it around to each person, these 2 guys will go guard. This first guy will guard the first guy on offense, and then the second guy, if he passes, he'll go guard the second guy. And then we can utilize our ball screen. We got to talk how we're going to guard, you know, the ball screen, or are we going to, you know, get through these different screens that they might set. So just taking a look at that, swinging around. And all those drills we did to build up this, you see we white it there, good communication. There we go, we talk, see him pointing, go white, good communication. Another white, you hear him call white. And again, not a bad defensive possession. They end up scoring, but not a bad defensive possession. But again, and then we will rotate the 2 guys that were on. Well, first of all, if you get scored on, you have to go again.
Okay.
Same groups. If you get a stop, then you rotate the 2 guys that were on defense to the other side. Now they're on offense, and then you rotate 2 new guys in on the defensive side. Then we'll do 2-on-2 closeout stunt and go live with that. And this is just a simple drill, but what we try to do here is just work on our gapping. And, you know, then again, we'll go lie. So we're just working on our gapping. They'll pass it 3 to 4 times, and then we'll say go lie. And then, again, just working on, you know, help. We spend a lot of time on defense and practice. But, like I say, even when we're working on defense, we got coaches that are coaching offense.
Right.
You know, trying to direct guys on offense so that we can get a little bit of that going as well. It's a good possession. And then the defense will go to offense.
Okay. And so we've gone, we're up to 200. What amount of time have you spent on what you've done to this point? Probably half hour.
Probably roughly a half hour. But see, like, I'm giving you a lot of drills we do. We don't necessarily, we might not do each one of these 2-on-2 drills every single day.
Day. You pick what you need for the scout. I mix it up,
and that's the planning part. You know what you want to see. You know what you need to work on from the day before. You watch the film from practice the day before. So you kind of know what you need to work on. Yeah. You kind of figure out how do I plan my practice accordingly. And so that's what I mean by, you know, you got to plan ahead. You got to watch film. You got to see what it is. What's your plan of focus? What you want to emphasize. And so we're in the early – this is an early practice in the season. So we're trying to make sure our defense is rock solid tight. And so we're working on all these different things. So this is not from one particular practice.
I see what you're saying. Yeah.
This could be from then we do what we call 3-on-3 UCLA cut ball screens. And with this, what we've done is we're just trying to guard different actions that you could see, a UCLA cut, a ball screen, combine them into – take a part of someone's offense that someone might want to run against you and break it down to a 3-man situation where, you know, you got to guard that particular actions or parts of their offense. And so you can use it in a scout form, and you can just come up with a generic offense that's going to include multiple actions that you got to guard against. So this one, again, we call it 3-on-3 ball screen, UCLA cut with a ball screen. And it's just, you know, we want to guard this. And so we got to talk, we got to figure out and see. If you look at that one, that guy, you know, again, he was overplaying the screen, worried about the screen and got beat baseline. But that's, we want the coaches to be able to coach them in that and tell them, you know, how to, you know, go about attacking the guy who's worried about the ball screen.
Right. You got to give them every opportunity to see this stuff. Yeah.
And so just another one, working on help, all those things. And so that, you know, again, we do that. We might, we'll switch it up. But we'll in this drill, we'll let the offensive group get 2 to 3 possessions so they can get some type of rhythm going. And then we'll switch it out and put the offensive group off and put a new defensive group, the defensive group on offense, and put a new defensive group in. And then that group will get 2 to 3 possessions, you know. So it's not like one at a time. It's, you know, you're going to get 2 to 3 possessions. We'll switch sides of the court. You know, you saw we did one on the right side, and then we came back and did one on the left side. So we're trying to do all these different things to kind of create that realness that you could see. This is a good one right here. We do this with USA Basketball. This is just a closeout drill, but it works on different things. You can do it with 5 men, but we do it with 4. You see, we got 4 coaches on the outside there. When you see it, what we do is we'll you know, start a drill. This guy, we'll put the ball in the corner for the first rep of it. We'll put the ball in the corner. And so this guy close out, he'll work on closing out and forcing baseline. And then he'll go back and tap his teammate. And then he'll go to the next spot where he'll be gapping. And that guy he tapped, they'll come out and close out on the ball. Then they'll go back and tap and bring out another teammate. One will be in, we call it this the help line, but we call it X. And then the other guy gap, and then the new guy come out and close out on the ball. And then they'll go back and tap, and they'll bring out one more teammate. One guy be in the low spot, you know, sinking. And then the other guy be in the X spot. One guy be gapping, and the new guy be on the ball. And we'll rotate all the way through. Everybody goes.
We've done that too. I think you're right, Coach, that 5 gets too crowded. I think 4, that's why it's 4 is much better.
Yeah. And so, you know, again, just attention to detail, making sure that we're gapping, talking, and they got to call out what they're in. Ball, 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 gap, 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 X, 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 low, low, low. And again, the low guy ends up rotating out every time once you get up to the number 4 guys. And again, it's just a great drill. And
I think what makes a great drill too, it's teaching a lot of things, but you could do, once they learn this drill, you can do this drill fast. Like, you don't have to.
We do. Yeah. And then we'll put the ball on the wing as well, and we'll do the same thing on the wing. And it's just, you know, again, okay, different look. So we'll, you know, but guy starting off, he'll go gapping first, and then he'll go ball. And so these are just different, you know. Again, good thing. This is a good one that we do. It helps with our, you know, getting deflections and getting, you know, anticipating passes. But we put coaches on the box of the nail, four coaches, and it's three guys on the inside. And the coaches have a ball on the outside, and we're just swinging the ball around. No order, no, you know, no, just trying to move and don't let them, you know, deflect it, steal it. But the guys on defense, they have to get a deflection or steal in order to get out, the three guys that are in. And so this is good for just anticipating, just, you know, jumping the passing lanes, reading your defenders, our offensive guy eyes, and, you know, knowing where they want to go with the ball, just things of that nature. So, and you can see we just.
Yeah, we do a drill like this. We do a diamond type of drill like this where it's set up more like a diamond. But I love this because it makes them move.
Yeah, yeah. We even do this drill in our pregame warm-up to get our guys going. You know, we do it in our pregame warm-up for a game. So, you know, people seeing what they're doing. They're not shooting layups.
Right.
We get ready to defend your ass.
Oh, don't get ready. Don't get me started on pregame warm-up. I've revamped mine like 6 times over the last 5 years because I hate layups. I mean, how often do you shoot an uncontested layup in a game? Like,
right. Like, practice the things that that occur to
me. Right. And then we do that. We run our offense. We'll run every one of our quick hitters in front of the visiting bench. I don't care if you see it. If you can prepare your kids in the 3 minutes that you're going to see it, good. Go good. Good for you.
Right.
Yeah.
And then I'll show you this one. Then you can kind of – we can kind of, like, figure out how you want to do it from there. But this is a – when we instead of doing four-man shell on 4-0, what we do is we put an offensive group on the floor and we give them a motion offense to run where it's pretty simple, but it works on our defensive movements. We can cover so many things defensively. So we have four guys on the wing and four guys, you know, guarding those guys. And so when the ball is swung to the strong side, the guy that swings it, he cuts through. And so that gives the defensive guy a chance to get between the ball and the man as he cuts through the lane. And then those guys on the opposite side fill up. And the guy who cut through goes to the corner. And then if they swing it across, the two guys on the opposite side, the weak side, they exchange, which will give us a good chance to guard that kind of action if we want to switch it, if we want to guard it. We usually don't switch it this early in practice. We try to make sure we figure out how to guard it. And it's just continuous. And we do it for like 45 seconds. So I'll let you take a look at this. But, again, he swings, goes through. They exchange on that backside, swings go through, but it gives us a chance to really kind of make sure we understand. Talking,
right, it's the key. It's the key movements a lot of people use on their offense.
Exactly.
Offenses. Yeah.
And so we'll do it for each group. Has to go from about 30 to 45 seconds, just, you know, going through it, and then as we progress in practices, we'll make it live after that 30 seconds. So where that offensive group has a chance to score, and we got to be ready to defend it. And so again, it's great for our guys to get used to getting those X and low spots that we talk about and help and those things.
Okay.
Now, I got to tell them more, but I want to make sure.
Well, that's a lot of defensive stuff. Is there other stuff that you do that you think would be helpful for coaches to hear about?
Yeah, we got let me see.
So you've built your progression from 1-on-1, 2-on-2, 3-on-3, 4-on-4, till you're working on your defensive stuff. Rebounding. Ooh, you got anything on rebounding? Holy crap.
Yeah, we do something we call circle the wagons. I'm pretty sure a lot of people do it, but we do it two different ways. We do it what we call our standard way, and then we do it when we do it in the transition. So standard way, you got the guy circling up under the basket, and what we do to kind of help with communication and making sure guys know who to box out, they have to point at the guy they're running by when they're running around that circle. They got to point and call his name out. And so when we yell shot as a coach to the guys on the perimeter and they shoot it, you know, they'll have an idea who they're supposed to box out and go box out that guy. But okay, when we do standard, you have to get two consecutive rebounds without it being an offensive rebound.
Okay.
Now, if they don't get two consecutive, let's say they get a rebound and the team gets an offensive rebound, you got to start back over. So you got to stay in until you get two. Now, early in the year, we do three consecutive rebounds. But as we go through the year, we kind of bring it down to two because it's a very physical situation there. You're trying to not get guys beat up too much.
Right.
You got to build that toughness too. And so if the offensive team gets an offensive rebound, we play it live. No matter, you know, if we're standard or we're going to train, we're playing it live. So they get a chance to play offense because they got the ball. So right. It gives them a chance to set something up and play from there. And so I'll let you see that.
I love the call and name thing out. I haven't heard that. I love that.
Yeah, you can see they're pointing and calling, pointing, calling, pointing, calling. They call a shot. And you see we gave up the offensive rebound, so they're playing live now because they got a chance to do it. And anytime we give up an offensive rebound, we got the team has to do push-up. The defensive team has to do push-ups.
I love that. So, we do that too. If you miss a layup or something in practice or an uncontested, yep. We do the same. You get off the court. Go to your layup. Go do your push-ups. Yep.
So you saw that group that they were just finishing up their push-ups and then they got they go again. And so you'll see this time they yell shot, they box out, they do a great job of boxing out, and they get the rebound. So then we go from there and we progress to what we do, circle the wagons to transition. So same deal. But now when you get the rebound, defensive rebound, we're going a trip down and a trip back. And if it's an offensive rebound, you know, it's the same deal. They get the chance to score it, and you got to do push-ups, and we'll start it over again.
Okay.
But this is –
Is there anything specific you tell them to go you tell them to go find the body and touch and
– Hit and get. It's not about you just saying, wrapping a guy up. You just stop his progress.
Yeah.
Don't let him go any further. You see there when it transition, get a nice little drag there. And then we get into our little ball screen continuity here. I think our guard, he rejected the screen. So now I got a mismatch and we'll let the big go eat. And they'll just play, like I say, one trip down and then come back.
Well, how do you do a fouling in practice?
Fouling?
Do you call it? Do you let them play?
No, we don't call many fouls in practice. Unless it's just blatant or something, we don't call many fouls. We like the guys to play through contact. It's not much out of bounds in practice either, unless it's a situation where we go. But, I mean, it's one of those things, again, where we just, we're trying to build a level of competitive.
I do, too. I don't call much. I just let them – the physical part of the game, they got to fight through.
Right. And then if a referee might not make a call, so what are you going to do? You're going to talk about it or you got – they might miss a call. And they might have fouled you, but – you got to learn how to play through it. So this is, again, same drill. And then we got transition stuff.
How do you do shooting and those kind of things?
Oh, I took the shooting off of here.
That's okay. But, I mean, we could just talk about it. But do you do a lot in transition?
Yeah, we do some shooting. Most of our drills are transition shooting drills, except for ones that we're – just doing spot shooting or but we do a lot. I tell you what we do, and I offer this to coaches. Like when we start practice, we don't start stretching first. We do something to get – I'll sit around a lot of athletic trainers, and they say it's always good to get them moving first, to get those muscles firing, and then you stretch the muscles when they get warm because it's a little bit better for them. And so we do a lot of shooting drills at the beginning. We do a different shooting drill every day. To begin practice, and it's something transit full court, and so we got different just, but we'll shoot shots, and we have goals to make when we shoot, and we don't ever just shoot to be shooting.
And are most of your drills in this transition kind of moving and shooting? And are you working on? Obviously, it's like we talked about. You want to work on more than one thing at a time. Are you working on your transition defense and your transition offense?
Not when we're doing shooting drills.
Okay.
Yeah, that's more or less when we do something. I think I got something like that on here. We do line transition. It gives us a chance to work on our transition D.
Okay.
As well as our transition offense. We'll have five guys on the baseline, five guys at the free throw line area. And the guys on the free throw line area are the defenders. They'll be in transition defense, and the guys on the baseline will be offense. And we'll just number the guys at the top of the key. Or in a free throw line, and we'll call out a number. We might call out one number, so it'll be a 5-on-4 situation. And as we progress, we'll call out two numbers. And we've even done it where we call out three numbers, so that means three guys got to go touch the baseline and then get back.
Okay.
And so we do that, and it works on our transition defense, but also teaches us how to attack in transition, making sure that we're trying to score the basketball. You can see here we get a little drag screen action creating that confusion, so we're able to roll and get it to our big guy. and then, you know, we'll come back with it as well. So we never do one trip without coming back a trip. So you always want
to I have noticed over the last 20 years that that transition offense is fine. And I think a lot of that's just kind of the way they play in the summer and blah, blah, blah. Yeah. The transition defense is a little bit more suspect.
Difference, right?
It is.
So now this was another one. I thought this was a pretty good one. We called out one number. We stretched the floor. Everybody got to their spots. But that 5-on-0 quick strike kind of puts us in our place when we do our transition. And so now we're just trying to execute what we just worked on. See, we get a transition 3 there because the defense was scrambling to get back and trying to find out who they got. So, yeah, we do that as well. This one is we call this one from the circle.
Okay.
We put both groups in the circle, alternating colors. And they're just circling around, and we'll call out a color. And that team, whoever code, we call out white. White will take it out of bounds or take it from the inbounds, and they'll, advance the ball or what have you. But the team that's on blue, they will be in a defense that we pre-call for them.
Hey, everybody, I hope you're enjoying this. If you are, maybe go over and check out Coach Collins' other podcasts, Teacher's Side Gig and High School Hoops. Subscribe, like, leave a 5-star review, maybe. And then also you can go over and check out teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better. All right, have a great day.
Sports Social Podcast Network.